In 2017, Syracuse Jewish Family Service invited WRVO to help celebrate its 125th anniversary by recording the stories and significant lifetime experiences of Central New Yorkers. The resulting project is Story Sharing CNY, a collection of discussions between family and friends presented in their own words. Now we're sharing these stories with you. In this edition of Story Sharing CNY, Michael and Sarah Gold remember when they first met while he was teaching near her village in West Africa.
So now I've been walking about 20 or 30 minutes in the hot and humid weather, and I see you coming the other direction. Just before you get to the waterside, there's a bridge across the Montserrat River. And the footpath across the bridge was quite narrow. It wouldn't have been more than 3 or 4 feet wide. Really, you could not walk 2 abreast. You had to make way for people coming the other way. So you were coming from the market, you were crossing the bridge, and I was crossing the bridge. You had your pan of oranges up on your head. You were carrying it on top of your head. And we met in the middle of the bridge, and you stopped. You set down the pan, and you took out an orange, and you began to peel it for me, and you gave it to me. People were backed up behind us. They couldn't walk around us. The footpath was too narrow, and there's lots of car traffic on the bridge. You don't care. You're going to peel this orange. You're going to give it to me, which was the nicest thing I could imagine anybody ever doing. And that's when I decided that I would marry you. Took you a little while longer to make up your mind.
Yes, I couldn't just say, oh, I'll make up my mind and get married like that. So I had to think about it. Even though I would love to, I have so many nieces and nephews to take care of. And if I left, who would take care of them? That's what I was thinking. But then I decided maybe I should take care of myself. But then when I met you, I didn't pretend to say I could read. Even though I knew if I told you, maybe you'll cause trouble or not. I don't know. But I told myself, telling the truth, you might suffer or you might not. So I told you that I didn't know how to read and write. And that's the hardest thing for a young girl to admit, because I liked you. But I thought if I told you what you would say. But then instead of you saying anything, you say, okay, I'll get a box. I said, uh-oh, what have I done? And then that's the day you start teaching me. You never stopped. And that is, it always brings tears in my eyes when I look at print. I say, how did I ever come across this? I mean, I'm very fortunate to have someone who loves reading and also like teaching me. So I really thank you all my life. Thank you.
Sarah and Michael Gold. This and other Story Sharing CNY recordings are archived online at WRVO.org.